Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 66. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 38. A chance for some rain showers into Saturday, otherwise sunny with a high of 60, and some rain may continue early Saturday night, then staying clear with a low around 39. Mostly sunny with a high of 70 into Sunday, and partly cloudy with a low around 47 over Sunday night. South winds gusting as high as 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 50 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach and the Office of the Medicaid Inspector General have urged that background checks be done on employees at school districts. Stephen D. Anderson is the Medicaid Inspector General, and he said this to WIBW.
It's important for people that have contact on a daily basis and oftentimes unsupervised contact that they should have background investigations done because we need to protect our children. They're the most vulnerable people that we have. And like I said, some of the children that their work, these providers are working with, some are nonverbal. Some are not able to communicate very well at all. So they can't even tell somebody if something bad happened to them. We need to protect them because they can't protect themselves.
In other news, BG Products, which is based in El Dorado and Wichita, have reached a settlement with the Environmental Protection Agency to pay $260,000 after violations of the Clean Water Act.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request a personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
The Kansas Department of Revenue has announced that at the end of October, the state has collected a total of $685.4 million through taxes. That is almost $30 million below what was estimated and down 7.4% from October of 2022. The department also added that income tax collections for corporations amassed $57.5 million, which is $27.5 million more than what was estimated, and a total of 77.2% up from October of 2022 as well. 36-year-old Joseph Veda and 23-year-old Francisco Garcia were the two men pulled over at a traffic stop and now have been arrested under the suspicion of being in possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Both men are in Finney County Jail under charges of intent to distribute and possession of that paraphernalia. Authorities in Barton County have arrested two juveniles after they led County Sheriff's Deputy Brian Bellender on a high-speed chase through Great Bend and eventually crashing into a parked SUV. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Museum of Nebraska Art has hired a new executive director by the name of Andrew Donahue. He was previously the director of museums and cultural affairs at the Crazy Horse Memorial Foundation in South Dakota since 2017. And his first day will be November 6th. In other news, asbestos is being removed from the city of Hastings City Hall building. Large rollaway receptacles have been placed at the south side of the building as a part of the removal process. The city is asking the public not to park near and stay clear of the areas directly around the building, especially the parking lot south of the building and on the east side, to help contractors in the removal process. The potential deadline could be January 2024. Kenwood Elementary Principal Jill Clevenger is retiring after 33 years of service in education. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store have been sold, but all of their valued associates, including manager Jenny Swarthout, will remain. The new owners, along with Jenny, want the inventory lowered, so all excess inventory is 10% to 50% off, with smoking deals like reclining sofas and love seats at $488, dual reclining sectionals at $1199, and queen mattresses at $177. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Advance voting for Tuesday's general election is underway, and in-person advance balloting may be done at county clerk's offices through noon on Monday, with polls open Tuesday, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. City and school board races will be on the ballot, as well as the Marshall County jail bond sales tax proposal. Marshall County Emergency Management will host a local emergency planning committee meeting Monday evening at 7 at the Helvering Center in Marysville. They'll conduct a tabletop exercise on a school bus injury accident, host an IPP workshop, and CMH Administrator Curtis Hawkinson plans to speak with EMS representatives. There will be time for discussion, questions, and other topics. Due to the south parking lot being closed at the courthouse in Marysville next week, the LEPC meeting will be held at the Helvering Center in Marysville. In the west meeting room, please use the parking area and the door on the back of the building. The Fall Fest in Frankfort, postponed last weekend, is slated for Saturday and includes a cornhole tournament beginning 9 a.m., inflatables and a silent auction, with a costume parade and contest at 1:45, followed by Trunk or Treat. Jay Klefkorn will perform live music Saturday evening, 6 until 10. The Fearless Trail opens at 5:30, runs until dark, and the Bravest Dark Trail is open after dark until 10:30 p.m. Saturday in Frankfort. Gage County Board of Supervisors Wednesday turned down a controversial proposal for a large confined feeding operation near Liberty, which has been contested by a number of local residents. A 3-3 tie vote with Board Chair Eric Tiemann abstaining was not sufficient to meet a 5-member criteria required for approval. That threshold was triggered by a petition that included at least 20% of adjoining landowners who had submitted a petition in opposition to the plan, which had advanced from planning and zoning on a 5-to-1-to-1 vote to approve. Again, the proposal denied on a 3-3 supervisors vote, with Dorn, Haxby, and Lytle voting no. Juergens, Swavely, and Schuler voted in favor, with Tiemann abstaining. Marysville City Council met in special session Monday and interviewed three candidates for interim city administrator, offering the post to Jeff Peterson, who had most recently served and retired from a similar position in Flandreau, South Dakota, population 2,400. He indicated that he was not interested in a permanent position and, if he accepts, could begin work soon. His selection was unanimous, with six council members in attendance. 2024 rates for individual and small group health insurance plans have been finalized and are published on the federalhealthcare.gov website. Kansans shopping for health insurance coverage through the exchange can preview the rates at rateview.healthcare.gov. Open enrollment officially began November 1st. Former director for the Marshall County Partnership for Growth, Ellen Barber, will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. She was instrumental in revitalization efforts at Lake Idlewild north of Waterville. That has resulted in a grant for continued restoration efforts. Ellen Barber talks about the significance of Lake Idlewild in Marshall County.
I don't know if people know what the history of Lake Idlewild is. A lot of people have never even heard of it. Yeah. In the 1930s, WPA was started by Roosevelt, and that was work projects. One-fifth of the United States was not working. So they hired a lot of those people, and they built infrastructure. And it's amazing, but Waterville has a dam built for a man-made lake.
Again, join our public affairs program this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Catch our news broadcasts on your time, anytime. Download the podcast, available at our website, KNDYradio.com, and also posted daily on our Facebook page for our morning and midday news blocks.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lemon pepper fish, mac and cheese, garden blend, and blushing pears. Monday's menu runs a casserole, a corn muffin, mixed veggies, and pineapple. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. And some rain may continue early Saturday night, then staying clear with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. South winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Partly sunny on Monday with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Then staying cloudy Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. Still staying sunny by Tuesday with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. And partly cloudy skies Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Cooler on Wednesday, sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early November, 61. Record high on this date, 90. The average low, 37. And the record low was 7. Sunrise this morning, 7:57. Sunset this evening, 6:25. This weekend, we set our clocks back an hour. Mild at 50 this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 3rd of November. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
The Washington County, Kansas Sheriff's Office is currently accepting applications for full-time corrections officers. Base pay for this position is $16.72 an hour, with higher pay rates available based on previous experience in the corrections field. Excellent benefits package to include health insurance, life insurance, and generous paid time off policy. Must be 18 years old with no felony convictions, minimal of a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Please call their office at 785-325-2293, extension 2, or email to wcs2924@gmail.com for an application.
The Steelers rally again to top the Titans. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Week 9 of the NFL opened in Pittsburgh. Steelers hosting the Titans. Fourth quarter, Steelers down 16-13 with 4 minutes left. QB Kenny Pickett driving the Steelers to the Titans' 3-yard line.
Gets the snap. Looks right. Deontay Johnson wide open. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. The Steelers march in 92 yards to take the lead.
The call on WDVE. Deontay Johnson not only giving the Steelers the lead, but catching his first touchdown in 655 days. Will Levis looked to orchestrate a winning drive for Tennessee, but with seconds left, Steelers linebacker Quan Davis intercepted the rookie QB in the red zone, sealing the 20-16 win. Kenny Pickett, postgame on Pittsburgh's fourth comeback win of the year.
I think we all have faith in each other. You know, we got trust and we all care for one another. There's no one in there that has any doubt when it comes down to those fourth quarters that we're going to be able to, you know, put a drive together and go down there and score.
Pittsburgh improves to 5-3 on the campaign, while the Titans fall to 3-5. to the hardwood courts of the NBA. Suns hosting the Spurs in a rematch of Tuesday's game, which Phoenix lost. Despite nearly blowing a 27-point lead, Victor Wembanyama once again outdueled Devin Booker and KD down the stretch.
Left wing Sohan, guarded by Bates Diop. High post, turnaround jumper, Wembanyama, it's good. He's got 38 points.
The call on WOAI, the Spurs take down the Suns again, 132-121 this time. Elsewhere, the Sixers topped the Raptors. The Pelicans took care of the Pistons and the Magic edge past the Jazz. NHL, the Canucks visiting the troubled Sharks. San Jose was drowning by the end of this one.
Emerson back to it behind the net. He's stripped of the puck by Garland. Got it up front. Beauvillier shoots. He scores. Anthony Beauvillier has his second goal of the third period, and it's a 10 spot for Vancouver.
The call on SN 650. The Sharks would score a consolation goal a few minutes later, but lose their 10th straight, 10-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Postseason high school football action continues Friday. Eight-man teams will kick off Friday at 6. In our broadcast feature, Frankfurt's at Canton Galva. Hanover kicks off at Lebo. And Axtell will entertain Hutchinson Central Christian. The Valley Heights match at Sedgwick will be played at Valley Center due to field conditions at Sedgwick. Valley Heights at Sedgwick on Friday evening at 7. Centralia entertains Jeff County North.
Support a small business and win big this shopping season with Marysville's first Pink Friday shopping spree. From now until the 17th, spend $25 or more at participating Marysville Chamber businesses and you're entered to win $500 in Chamber Bucks. Spend $25, win $500, that easy. Drawing at 6 p.m. November 17th in downtown Marysville, must be present to win. But shop now because every $25 that you spend until November 17th gives you another chance to win $500 in Chamber Bucks. Support small business first this holiday season with Marysville Chamber and Main Street and Marysville Convention and Tourism.
FNIC Group proudly salutes the first responders. These men and women have done so much to keep our community and families safe. Thank you for your brave and loyal service and answering the call for assistance during emergency situation. From FNIC Group in Beatrice, our name has changed, but our values haven't.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Ag News from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and here's your latest Larry Steckline report.
High interest rates, strong U.S. dollar. All are taking a toll on the ag economy, and I got to tell you, friends, the outlook is kind of interesting. It's widespread among the folks that are guessing what's going to happen in 2024. It looks like it's going to be a tough year to me. Needless to say, we have the world in a turmoil with all the fighting going on, not only in the Ukraine, but all across the world. We'll just have to wait and see, but I'm a little bit nervous about 2024 because of these kinds of things. We've got Fed officials saying that interest rates are going to stay higher than they thought to begin with. So probably for the first 6 months, we've got high interest rates at least. As the U.S. economy outperforms expectations, we've got countries like Europe and China that are falling short, resulting in a strong U.S. dollar. And in my opinion, folks, this is probably one of the biggest reasons we don't have grain prices where they should be in the United States, the strong U.S. dollar, because every time that thing gets some strength, it makes our grain prices higher priced for anybody that buys it. And so consequently, there we go. It's a never-ending loss. Low water levels on the Mississippi River doesn't help. And by the way, acreage for winter wheat plantings is expected to be down slightly, but probably not enough. And prices will be below expected costs of production, which I don't like. And that's even with the USDA guessing $7.24 a bushel for our price this year.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Soil testing can take place many times during the year, but K-State soil fertility specialist says fall is an ideal time to sample because it allows producers time to remedy concerns. Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz discusses the different nutrients that can be tested for and how to sample fields.
And in terms of the key nutrients that we often tend to look at is phosphorus and potassium primarily. Those tend to be the most limiting factors. But something that we want to look at very closely as well is pH. And this is particularly important. We have legumes in the mix, which can be very sensitive to low pH situations. We need to make some corrective action for pH. We do need some time for that lime application to react and change that pH. And so, again, with fall sampling and in the case of needs for lime application, this will give us plenty of time before the spring. And so those are some of the key nutrients that is often good to evaluate. Of course, we can look at other nutrients as well, things like sulfur and nitrogen as well. But again, those tends to be less of a limiting factor. But again, once we have the samples, it's good to analyze for other nutrients as well. May not need to be analyzed more frequently, such as the case of P and K, but it's good to have information as well on other nutrients, things like organic matter, for example, and texture even in some cases where we're trying to have a better assessment of the characteristic of that particular field.
Diaz says sampling at the appropriate depth for different nutrients is important to get an accurate sample.
One thing that is very particular, of course, is that if we do lime application, in some cases, you're going to be only on the surface. We're basically not incorporating any of these. And so we really talk about a sampling depth typically of about 3 inches. So if we suspect that we have some pH issues, different sampling depth of 3 inches is recommended. Otherwise, for other nutrients, the recommended sampling depth is going to be 6 inches following the K-State recommendations.
He explains a tool that can be used for this process.
And so here's where we need to pay attention to how we are collecting the sample, things like a number of cores that we are collecting. It is important that we collect many subsamples. Typically, we will recommend to use a soil core and try to collect at minimum 15 to 20 cores, which those are basically subsamples that are going to go into one sample that you will be submitting to the lab. And so this is very important to basically get a representative sample of that particular field.
That was K-State soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz with why farmers should take the time to test their soil this fall. He says sampling should take place every 3 to 4 years, but can differ depending on the field's needs. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum proudly supports FFA because it opens doors for members to discover the careers available in a variety of agricultural-related fields. Have a great time at the National Convention, students. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum, refined fuel, oil, and propane service by good neighbors for good neighbors. Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated takes this time to thank all the local FFA chapters for giving members the opportunity to succeed in an ever-changing world of agriculture and business. Good luck at the National Convention. From all of the staff at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, with over 50 years of service.
Get ready for prepping your lawn and garden for the dormant months ahead. It's all about putting the wraps on the growing season next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmerrancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 3rd, the 307th day of the year. Former presidential candidate Michael Dukakis has a birthday, and Leonardo da Vinci was commissioned to paint what would become the Mona Lisa on this day in 1507. When the last of the fallen leaves have been bagged or mulched, it's time to prep your lawn for winter. In the snow belt, that means giving the grass a final cutting to prevent matting under the snow. If you have gardenias, rhododendrons, laurel, or other evergreen plantings, look into using a moisture sealant to prevent freeze damage or windburn. To prevent snow damage, tie up loosely branched evergreens in boxwoods. And if you have climbing roses, consider fastening them to prevent wind damage. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find our monthly lawn and garden shore guides at almanac.com.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 50 this hour, and we'll look for middle 60s on the high side today. A little cooler, scattered showers could move through Saturday, then back up around 70 Sunday into Monday.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Coach Jerome Tang was happy about his team's exhibition performance against Emporia State. He had this to say to the media about the work that his team does need to do, though.
We can shoot the ball better than we shot tonight, and so I'm not concerned about that. But for the most part, they took good shots.
Cam Carter led the whole team in points with 20 in just 24 minutes, and Jarrell Colbert had 13, while Day-Day Ames had 11, and Arthur Kaluma with 10. And Emporia State head coach Craig Doty was understanding of the matchup.
Hey, we got more work to do, but at the same time, in doses against high major, high-level athletes, we have the ability to compete, and now it's just putting things together for 40 minutes against players from our level.
K-State's first regular season matchup will be on Monday, November 6th against USC, who is ranked number 21 in the country as a part of the Hall of Fame series in Las Vegas. And by the end of next week, they'll be playing Bellarmine back at Bramlage.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The Jayhawks also got a win over a Division II team in Fort Hays State University as they came away with the victory 73-55. They began the game on a 6-0 run, but Fort Hays soon made it a 6-4 game, but that's as close as it got, as Kevin McCullough led the team with 21 points, with 13 in the first half, and Hunter Dickinson had 17, along with KJ Adams, 14. The Jayhawks shot for a total of 6-for-28 from 3, which is 21.4%, which is why head coach Bill Self wasn't very happy with this squad. KU football is looking for their first win in Ames, Iowa, against the Iowa State Cyclones for the first time since 2008. KU is ranked in the college football playoff poll, but sit behind Iowa State in the Big 12 rankings, as they have just one loss in the conference to Oklahoma. The number 25 K-State Wildcats in football are getting ready for the number 7 Texas Longhorns as they head to Austin for their Big Noon kickoff matchup on Fox. Head coach Chris Klieman has never beat the Texas Longhorns. Mid-American Network Sports.
Postseason high school football action continues Friday. Eight-man teams will kick off Friday at 6. In our broadcast feature, Frankfurt's at Canton Galva. Hanover kicks off at Lebo. and Axtell will entertain Hutchinson Central Christian. The Valley Heights match at Sedgwick will be played at Valley Center due to field conditions at Sedgwick. Valley Heights at Sedgwick on Friday evening at 7. Centralia entertains Jeff County North.
In our KNDY Friday night featured game of the week, the 7-2 Frankfort Wildcats travel south to face the 8-1 Canton Galva Eagles in regional action of the Kansas High School football playoffs. Running a successful offense will be a key for the Wildcats this Friday night.
We've tried to be us all year and just be good at what we do, and I think it's going to be key for me as a play caller and Wes distributing the ball and not let them hone in on any one particular area.
Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. live on KNDY FM 95.5, online at KNDYradio.com, and in the KNDY FM mobile app.
KNDY. I'm in love with her. She's not in love with me. I'm still holding on to something I can't reach. I'm not the one she wants. Oh, she's everything I need. I'm in love with her. She's not in love with me. Time and time again.